This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bam right there.
Pie.
Looking for a snack that is not Halloween candy and that is somewhat healthy but still fun to eat? May I suggest popcorn? And Evan Kleiman is here to tell us how to dress it up. Evan Kleiman is, of course, the host of KCRW's Good Food. Hi, Evan.
Hi.
Okay, we'll talk about the dressing first, but first let's talk about the popcorn itself. What is it? Is it just regular old corn?
No, popcorn is a separate variety of corn that maintains more moisture within the hull, and that moisture is what creates the pop. As you heat up the popcorn, the moisture inside the kernel turns to steam, and then eventually it forces its way out with that lovely pop as the hull weakens.
And where do you get your popcorn?
So I have a few places I like to get popcorn. I mean, I don't see why we should, you know, just slavishly buy GMO corn. You know, like why? So I found a few places that source heirloom popcorn, because popcorn is an ancient variety of corn, we should remember. And it comes in all different kind of colors. So it comes in yellow, white, blue, red, and black. They all pop white, but most of these heirloom varieties are hullless, so you don't get those pesky hulls in your teeth.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's really great. And I have a few different places where I suggest getting popcorn, from an Amish farm to a place that sources from sustainable small farms to Rancho Gordo, our favorite bean place, also sells a wonderful crimson popcorn, which is kind of my go-to.
But why does it change colors then and turn white when it pops?
Because it's corn. I mean, it's just the hull is the color. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, even though I'm going to end up eating the white popcorn, there's something just beautiful about pouring those crimson kernels into your pan. And I, you know, I don't own a microwave, so I always do it on the stovetop with a pot with a glass lid, because I just love watching it.
Okay, so how do you pop it? Do you put a slick of oil in the bottom and...
Yeah, I put just barely enough oil to cover the bottom. Sometimes I use a bland cooking oil. Sometimes I'll use ghee. You can't use butter because butter's smoke point is way too low. It burns at around 350. Clarified butter or ghee has a smoke point of 465. So it is perfect for making popcorn and also lends its wonderful nutty flavor.
Can you use olive oil?
I wouldn't use olive oil.
Because it has a lower smoke point?
It has, I mean, it has much higher than you imagine, but why would you use really good olive oil to, you know, cook popcorn?
Well, I didn't say good olive oil.
Well, you know, to me, there's only one kind of olive oil, and that is good olive oil.
Okay, let's talk about what we put on it. And you have all sorts of mixtures. Talk about one that is called Delilah's Fritos.
So my friend Delilah, who owns Alta Baja in Santa Ana, I recently participated in an event at her place that involved a movie screening. And so since she always wants to give people treats to eat, she came up with this, you know, vegan Dorito powder to put on top of the popcorn. I really loved it. And it's, you know, all of these toppings are just so easy to make. A lot of them use nutritional yeast, with which mimics cheese flavor. So this has nutritional yeast, garlic and onion powder, a little bit of cumin, a little bit of Hatch chili powder, sweet paprika for color, as well as pink sea salt. And if you want it to be a flaming Dorito, just add a chili powder that has more heat to it than Hatch, or a little bit of cayenne pepper.
Mmm. Oh, that sounds so good. So I always put nutritional yeast on my popcorn. It's delicious.
Yeah. I kind of really love Parmesan.
The real thing.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'll do sometimes is I'll melt ghee, which is clarified butter. So it's butter that has been cooked low and slow to separate the water part of butter from the oil part of butter. And ghee cooks a little bit longer than European style clarified butter does. So it has this great nutty flavor from the milk solids getting caramelized. And then I'll throw on some garlic powder and then some Parmigiano Reggiano. Or if I want to do a cacio e pepe kind of thing, I'll do it with pecorino and then add some black pepper.
Oh, that sounds so good. Okay, so what is that your favorite thing to do? Is that your favorite mix?
I think that popcorn is so ephemeral what you want. I mean, I eat popcorn a lot to combat anxiety. I just want to have like something crunching in my brain. And we know now that crunch, the actual sound of crunch in your mouth, which travels to your brain, inhibits the production of cortisol. So it actually is a stress reliever, which is why we eat, you know, popcorn and potato chips. And
can you do that with carrots? Is that the same thing?
I hope so, because I eat a ton of carrots.
What about just ice? Now I'm just spinning.
Oh, I don't know about ice, but ice wouldn't be good on popcorn.
No, not at all. Yeah, there's nothing worse than wet popcorn. Ew. Ugh.
Yeah, which is another reason why you shouldn't just melt regular butter and throw it on your popcorn, because regular butter has so much water in it, it does tend to just make your popcorn wet. I think everything spice, everything bagel spice is really terrific on popcorn. I mean, I really love that taste of dried onion flakes. So that's so good.
But you do pour butter over your made popcorn, right? And then mix it up?
No, that's just if I'm feeling really devil may care about calories. I find that when I put these toppings on, I don't really feel the need for slathering butter all over it.
Mm. It does taste so good, though, with butter
and salt. Well, salt, definitely. I should say that most of my suggestions are savory because that's my preference. But let's say you want to add, heaven forbid, but I'll say the words, pumpkin spice. I would just say that instead of reaching for pumpkin spice, buy some garam masala or buy some chai spices. And it'll be just a bit more interesting. And all you have to do is mix those spices with like a tablespoon of confectioner's sugar. Of powdered sugar, and that will help the spices stick to the popcorn.
Mm. And why confectioner's sugar, not regular sugar?
Because regular sugar is granulated and it'll just fall through the kernels, whereas powdered sugar is powdered and it'll stick.
Ah, these little life hacks. I so appreciate them. And what is on your show this Saturday?
Well, this week on Good Food, we're re-airing our In the Weeds segment with La Princesita, the tortilleria that just won the KCRW tortilla tournament.
Oh, and it was a corn tortilla, right?
Yep.
Mmm, okay. Everyone went flour, and then you zigged and zagged to corn.
Flour can't win every year. I mean, this is why I tell Gustavo that we shouldn't have to pick one between corn and flour, but I am constantly outvoted.
Yeah, it's like saying, what's your favorite bagel and what's your favorite donut? Like,
it's worse. I think it's like apples and oranges.
Okay. Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's Good Food. You can listen Saturday mornings at 10 or wherever you get your podcasts. And all her ideas for spicing up your popcorn are at our website at kcrw.com. Evan, thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it for this week on Press Play. Our producers are Brian Hartzinski, Angie Perrin, Bennett Purser, Marcel Hutchins, and Nihar Patel. Michelle Aloy is our line editor. Amy Ta, our digital editor. Sarah Sweeney, our managing producer. Our technical director is the ever Super Mario Saavedra. I'm Madeline Brand. Have a great rest of your week, and I will see you on Monday.